WABF. It is now 8:23 and 66 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead into the studio. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Happy Mardi Gras. How
yes,
are you?
Doing good.
Other than car towing, which the mayor tells us we've had 30 just in, with the small two Mardi Gras parade events we've had, how has Mardi Gras gone otherwise from a crime or public safety standpoint?
Everything's been really good so far. Other than the having to tow the vehicles, which of course we hate to have to do that, but we've got to get that route cleared. And but everything, I mean, despite the weather, we, you know, with the dog parade, we still had, we had a decent turnout for that. It was cold. I'm sure you know that.
Yes, cold and wet.
Cold and wet.
And then you had your canines leading the parade.
We did. We had Bauer out leading the parade that day. And then KOER went really well. I thought the crowd was good. I think, had the weather been better, it would have absolutely just been, you know, probably one of the biggest crowds that we had.
That's so true. Yeah, it was a bit slighter because of the weather. Do you do a crowd estimate?
We do, and I do not have the estimate on that parade yet. But
okay,
we try to, yeah, we look at it, and we try to kind of give that figure to the council and to the mayor so that we have a pretty good idea of what, you know, what showed up. But I don't have that information for this one.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, shall we talk about Coffee with a Cop, which
yes,
was held yesterday, the second Tuesday of each month, 9 a.m. at the Nick Center, an informal gathering where anyone can go.
That is correct. And we, it seems like the crowds that or the participation in Coffee with a Cop the last 2 to 3 months has grown so much.
Why do you think that is?
I just think we've actually got more, you know, more of our citizens that have time to be, you know, participate in that. And plus, I believe the Nick Center participation has grown as well. So that's where, you know, a lot of our information is dispersed and they know that we're there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had several people yesterday that were doing their aerobics during the same time as Coffee with a Cop. And they came up to me and said, hey, do you think maybe every other month you could do it at a different time because we're doing aerobics when you're doing that, and we'd really love to come see you. So it's
maybe they can move their aerobics class.
Maybe this is something that maybe we can work out, or maybe we can just have an additional meeting to include, you know, some of those others that want to participate. We had a really good really good turnout, and the mayor was there. She popped in and spoke for a little bit, which was really nice. To have her step in and just, you know,
she was here and said she was heading there.
She did. But some of the things that we discussed during Coffee with a Cop was, one of the things was road work. You know, how is the potholes, and that was a question that I kind of deferred to the mayor too, because that's really not my area of fixing potholes. But I mean, I'm willing to get all the information I can to help whoever,
mm-hmm,
you know, has a question. So they wanted to know, you know, if they report a pothole in a street or a street that's in bad condition, how do they, you know, how do they go about doing that, and how long does it take for it to get fixed? So one of the things I didn't know is that it's by priority. You report that to the city, report it to Public Works. It goes on a list, and then that list, they look at it as, you know, priority of how often is that road traveled. It's not that it won't ever get fixed. It's just,
mm-hmm,
if it's a, you know, gaffer road versus one of the smaller unused streets.
Right, right.
So, but we explained to them, you know, how you go about doing that to report that through Public Works.
So you would call Public Works, or you can use the city's 311 system.
That is correct.
That's so handy.
It is. It's very handy.
You just go online, and you can even send a picture of the pothole,
mm-hmm,
or the issue, and report the address and what's going on. And that's a very efficient way to handle that.
Absolutely. We also discussed a few of the scams that were going on right now. I know Netflix is one that we've been dealing with on multiple occasions. Netflix, I believe some of the, I know my account was hacked. So now they're sending text messages and telling people, hey, your Netflix account has been hacked. You click on that Netflix, and then it turns out to be a scam.
Right. You so do not click on the text.
Don't click on the text. And that's also the same thing going on with Bitcoin and Lowe's and Home Depot. They're sending out text messages saying that you've won a generator. There was a gentleman in Coffee with a Cop yesterday. He said he's already won 7 generators. Yeah. So those are the scams that are going on right now. Just be mindful of what, you know, what you're clicking on with your phone or your computer. And we discussed the things that were going on. Of course, we talked about Mardi Gras. We have our Mardi Gras parade coming up Friday night. Streets will close at 5 o'clock. And there are, and I apologize, I don't think I have this. It may be on our Facebook page. I believe some of the streets will close down at 2. So everybody needs to be mindful of the signs that are out, because that will determine who is being towed.
And why are we having some streets closing at 2? I know we did for the Haven Parade.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I want to. Oh, I know what it is. It's right there at Equity. That's where the horses are. So we have to shut that one. That one street down a little bit early, so that we can make sure that we've got all those cars cleared, so that we can get those horses in there.
Okay, and thank you. I just saw your Facebook post about listening to this interview this morning. That's very nice.
So, but other than that, the streets will close at 5. So we ask everybody, please be mindful of those street signs or the road closure signs, so that we don't have to tow your vehicle.
Yes, okay. Good to know about those early closures.
Also, on Monday, same thing. So, we have the parade Monday night, and the closures will still be the same.
We expect the Clydesdales in Friday and Monday night's parade?
Oh, no. We're going to have, I'm just saying that we have a parade Friday and Monday.
Yes, okay.
So
Clydesdales are Friday night or Monday night? Not sure. Okay.
I'm not sure. I can't remember which one it was. There's so many other things that we have going on. And but we also arts and crafts coming up in March. So it's another event that we're getting ready for. It's another big weekend. And we talked about our Citizens Connect. That's that new program that we have, web-based program where you can log on, you can see what is going on in our city, what kind of crimes are in what area. So we've had really good reviews. A lot of people are very happy that we have provided that to our community, so that they can go in and look and see what's going on. And then the other big thing that, and several of our participants in our Citizens Academy are at Coffee with a Cop just about every month. We had our graduation on February 6th. I know it's only our second class, but it was a great class. We had 27 people graduate from the Citizens Academy. And again, that is a 6-week program that we're doing. It's one night a week for, I think it was 5:30 to 8. And basically what we do is we just go through different divisions within our department, explain, what your police department's about, what your police department does. And at graduation, we had a lot of comments that really made me feel good to know that people are really supportive in our community of the police department, and what they think about us. And we're really excited to be able to do that. And we also plan on doing it twice a year. So the next one, I don't have a set date yet, but I'm looking at probably 1st of September.
Okay, good to know. Because yes. I think a lot of folks, once it started,
Then everybody was like, wait, what did I miss?
I want to check into that.
So we're going to set a date, and then we're going to start advertising early for that. We had a really great class, and they really enjoyed it. They learned a lot, and they just really appreciated us being able to do that.
So good.
We just appreciate the support by all. Other than that, we did discuss our stats.
The stats are posted on the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page if you'd like to look along. And then I will share them when I say, if you missed this interview, listen to it online. I'll share them on our page as well.
That's correct. And I'm looking at trying to put together maybe a new format for this so that we can see, you know, like January compared to February, and then maybe something that compares it to this time last year. So we'll be working on that to come in the future months. But for the January stats, we had 8 harassment reports with 4 arrests. We had 9 domestic violence reports with 5 arrests. We had no burglaries for the month of January.
That's good.
That was really good.
There's usually just a handful, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and actually in December we had 6. So, which is, you know, it's during the holiday months.
Right.
But excited to report that we had absolutely none for January. We did have 17 thefts with 3 arrests.
Give us an example of what those were.
Which, like the
thefts? The thefts, yes.
I mean, that's just, that can be a theft from any, from a resident. It could be a theft at Walmart. It includes, you know, just all of our thefts in general.
Okay.
Let's see. We had 8 fraudulent identity thefts. We have not made any arrest on those. Those usually take a little bit longer to investigate. We had 52 reports for drugs and 48 arrests.
Is that higher than normal?
No, that's about average.
Okay.
Because in December, we had 52.
Okay. What kind of drugs are we seeing?
We're seeing a little bit of everything. Now, fentanyl is something that we're seeing a lot of, and we're trying to do it quarterly, kind of a community meeting. It was like we did our new gun law in January. So the next one that we've got coming up, we're going to try to push it through. I'm almost positive it's in March. I just don't have the date yet, where we're going to have a community meeting where we've got a speaker that's going to come in and talk to the community that comes on fentanyl and how dangerous it is. I mean, drugs are dangerous in general, but we're seeing fentanyl in everything.
What do you mean?
Marijuana. I mean, we still make arrests, you know, marijuana, cocaine, heroin. We're seeing a little bit of everything countywide, and when it goes to the lab, the fentanyl that's, you know, out there, is it's everything's testing positive for it. So it's either being laced with it or cross, you know, contaminated,
right?
Something. So that is that is a lot of what we are seeing. So our public intox, we had 4 reports with 4 arrests. Our failure to appear, again, those are our warrants, 78 reports with 78 arrests. And that's always a big number. Actually, last month in December, it was 56.
Okay.
So it's up just a little bit. DUIs, we had 6 reports with 6 arrests. 6 criminal mischief reports, 1 arrest. We did have 3 leaving the scene of an accident. We have not made any arrest on that yet. I do know that one of them definitely is being still investigated. We have 2 tampering with evidence with 2 arrests. 1 alcohol under 21 with 3 arrests. And someone commented on that last time. How do you have 1 report and 3 arrests? Well, it's 1 report with 3 individuals on that report that were arrested. We had 2 sex offenses with 2 arrests, and there's a note out there, solicitation of a child, distribution of obscene material. So 2 disorderly conduct reports with 2 arrests, and we had 1 aggravated animal cruelty with 1 arrest.
What was that specifically, do you know?
We had, there was a dog, I believe is what it was, that was not being properly taken care of, and then as a result of that had passed.
Oh.
Yeah, so that actually took place in December, but we didn't get the arrest until January, so we actually just put that on our January stats.
Can you be more specific on the solicitation of a child, distribution of obscene material?
That would be having an underage child on a computer and just solicit or having obscene material showing of that individual. So for the month of January, we had 2,200 calls compared to December of 2,345. So our calls were down just a little bit. We had 196 reports, 230 offenses. We made 104 arrests, which resulted in 178 charges total. We had 78 accidents, 12 with injuries, and 11 on private property. Busy
Very
month.
Busy.
Yes, busy month. We're pretty steady, and everything's pretty consistent from month to month. So we're averaging, you know, like the 2,200 to 2,300 calls a month.
2,200 to 2,300 calls a month. And do
yes.
you feel confident in your personnel and the size of your staff and your equipment? And do you have the tools and the personnel you need to
we
accommodate
do.
That?
We do. I mean, we stay busy. There's obviously more that we can do to be a little bit more proactive. But the day shift stays call to call. And we're seeing that is very consistent. We are currently short 4 officers. We actually have 5 positions that are vacant, but we're going to start one of our new officers on Monday, and that'll leave us 4. And we're taking applications. Anyone who knows somebody that may be interested in a police position, we actually have 2 dispatch positions that we're still trying to hire, and we have 1 full-time correction position. And then once we get those hired, we will be up to full staff.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. I see on Facebook you posted yesterday about shoplifting in Walmart.
Yes.
And the individuals were arrested, and the stolen property was recovered.
Yes. This took place – this was – actually, the second time, these individuals had been at Walmart twice in one day. We were aware of them in there the first time. Walmart called, said, hey, we've got these individuals. They've left. This is the car that they're driving. Officers went out. Investigators went out. And shortly thereafter, they came back for another round. And they were able to get a traffic stop on them, and they had some of the stolen material or stolen items. I think it was a couple of generators, and that were in the car. So that led to a search warrant to the house, and I believe that was in Summerdale. So the county worked with us to help us get that done. And then once they got out there and did the search warrant, they found more stolen items that were from Walmart. So they collected all of that, brought it back, and that's the picture of them bringing everything back to Walmart.
Wow, it's a pickup truck full of stuff.
It is. They did a great job.
That's good. I meant to message you to ask you, because I know you can't keep up with every single case in the department, but I was told by a resident at Homestead Village that they've had a few incidences where a couple of women that actually did like cleaning or for individuals were entering unlocked apartments, and if they were unoccupied, taking wallets or cash or purses. So everyone at Homestead Village has been on alert to keep the doors locked, and they're looking for these 2 individuals.
Yes. I do not have all the details on that. That is something I'm going to have to follow up on and see where they're at and locating those individuals. But yes, I know you have people, they hire people, trust them to come in and do their job, but you do occasionally are going to find and have that 1 or 2 people or multiple people that, you know, that do something like this.
Right.
So just be mindful of it and always be cautious.
And lock the doors. Like
absolutely.
Y'all say, lock it or lose
it. Lock it or lose it.
Right?
That's right.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of?
No, ma'am. I believe we've covered everything
this
morning.
I appreciate your time so much.
No, thank you.
Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us the second Wednesday of each month following the second Tuesday Coffee with the Cop at 9 a.m. at the Nick Center. It is 8:42 and 66 degrees. Let's see how the roadways are going with Kenny in coastal traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota traffic.